New York's pizza, donut, and French fry eaters will soon be a little healthier, whether they like it or not. The Board of Health there made it the first city in the country to ban artery-clogging trans fats. But one landmark deli abandoned the unhealthy fats years ago. You wouldn't know it from the crispy fries and decadent corned beef sandwiches, but the Lower East Side's Katz's Deli is trans fat-free. Alan Dell is the owner of Katz's Deli, and he joins us now. Mr. Dell, set the scene for us. What does Katz's Deli look like?
It looks like it's out of the 40s. We have a nice Art Deco original water fountain that's from the 30s, and the formica tables with old chairs. We make sure it looks just the way it used to look when we first opened. It is 118 years old.
You do have some history. Tell us a little bit about that. Who's come to eat there?
Boy, it's easy to tell you who didn't come to Katz's to eat. But one of the things that I'm really proud of was if we've had four presidents eat in Katz's. We've had Carter, Clinton, Reagan, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
So when we think of trans fats, we often think of foods that are not healthy. What are the kinds of foods that you serve that others might put trans fat in?
French fries, potato latkes, anything that's fried.
And you can make all of those fried foods taste as good without trans fat.
That's correct. And I think anyone can. It's not just us.
So why is everybody complaining?
You know, change brings complaint. Temperamental chefs might get bothered by it, but give me a chef in a half an hour and I'll have him making the dish.
And what advice would you give to other deli owners about what to do now?
I don't think they have a choice. If it's law, it's law. Just do it. You know, don't complain and don't wait till July. Just do it today.
But let me ask you this. Does this mean that we can no longer call delis greasy spoons?
No. If you put it in a bag and you look on the outside of that brown bag, there's still grease on it.
Alan Dell is the owner of Katz's Deli in New York.